to 8:30 Friday night. But wait, there's more. At Balanced Rock Winery, Jason and Kyle from the Gem City Sideshow are going to perform live music from 6 until 8:30 Friday night.
All right. So really just a spectacular day of some live music. And again, like we said, to start things out, adult beverages, if that's how you want to go. Now, Saturday, we're not lacking for things to do on Saturday either, according to this calendar. So what do we have over there?
Well, we always like to mention Farmers Market downtown Saturday morning, the West Baraboo Market at Slumberland Saturday morning. We've already talked about the Stars and Stripes Special and the Freedom Flyer Train, but there is still more. Broken Bottle Winery is going to have a big day. They're going to have some live music. They're staying open from 11 a.m. till 9 p.m. Saturday, so that's a special thing for them. Also at Balanced Rock Winery, Sam Ness is going to perform Saturday from 4 until 6:30. And now a couple of my favorites from the weekend coming up.
Yes, these
folks
are awesome
ones.
Folks
have heard about the legendary big band dances,
yep,
out at Devil's Lake State Park at the Chateau. They're bringing them back.
I love it.
You can join in for a free Lindy Hop lesson from Baraboo Swing. So this is going to be a big band dance at 7 p.m. at the North Shore Chateau.
All right. And that one sounds super, super fun. So if you've ever wanted to learn how to do some of the big band dances, or you just want to, just check it out and see what other people are doing, it's going to be a really great night. And the weather as of right now on Saturday looks pretty darn good, too. So I would suggest always getting down to Devil's Lake. Never a bad place to go. Now, as we look at our calendar, anything else on Saturday? Is there anything else we want to make sure to cover?
Okay. One more thing. We've got Blackberry Smoke.
Yes.
They're going to be performing at Ho-Chunk Gaming Saturday at 7 p.m. This is a Georgia-based band. They're inspired by Southern rock.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So make sure you check out, we'll tell you how to check out information and get your tickets for that here in just a moment. Then on Sunday, no lack of things to do either. There's a couple of things going on in the area. So what do we have on the calendar for Sunday?
Right. If you want to keep the holiday weekend rolling into Sunday Fun Day, we've got Bob McNerland performing Sunday afternoon at Broken Bottle Winery from 1:30 until 4:30. We also have a local favorite, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, performing at Balanced Rock from 2 until 4:30.
Super, super awesome stuff going on this weekend. And then I don't want to jump too far ahead because we don't want to wish away our 4th of July weekend. But next week is then when the Sauk County Fair starts. And so there's going to be a whole lot of stuff over on the calendar that you're going to want to check out for next week as well.
We'll give people like a one-day breather between the holiday weekend and then the fair.
I mean, we don't slow down too much this time of year in Baraboo. We've always got something fun going on. So we don't take too much time to just, sit back and be like, what should we do now? That's not how it happens around here. We like to keep you active and going. So there's a lot over on the calendar. And speaking of which, we always reference it. But if people want more information about any of the things that we've talked about, things that are happening this weekend, if they want to check out things that are going on next week because of the Sauk County Fair, best place to get all that information is where, Ben?
Our website, baraboo.com.
Doesn't get much easier than that. So definitely go check it out, because again, we always only hit the tip of the iceberg. There's always a lot more over there. We cover what we can get to quickly in the morning, but there's a lot of things that are happening, a few staples around the area, so you should definitely check out that calendar. Ben, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate it. You and your family have a fantastic 4th of July, and we will talk to you next Thursday, okay?
Same to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce. And again, if you want more information about any of the events happening this weekend in Baraboo, or you want to look ahead a little bit and get a sneak peek at the Sauk County Fair, baraboo.com. Weekends Are Best, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids' Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Beryl is no longer a Category 5 storm, but even as a Category 4, it's got sustained winds of 145 miles an hour. And in Jamaica, they are getting ready. Prime Minister Andrew Holness declaring a disaster area even before the storm hits.
If you live in a low-lying area, an area historically prone to flooding and landslide, or if you live on the banks of a river or a gully, I implore you to evacuate to a shelter or to safer ground.
Sentencing delayed for former President Donald Trump, who was convicted of 34 felonies in his hush money trial. Trump's defense team arguing that some of the evidence in the case should not have been allowed under the Supreme Court's recent presidential immunity decision. Officials say massive overcrowding and insufficient exits contributed to the high death toll at a religious festival in northern India. At least 121 people were killed. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A Beaver Dam man was killed in a crash involving a semi-truck that happened in Dodge County early Tuesday morning. According to a release from the sheriff's office, the crash occurred around 2:45 a.m. at the intersection of County Highway A and County Highway W. The vehicle was driven by a 25-year-old man and collided with a semi that was hauling a flatbed trailer. The driver of the vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene. The semi-driver sustained minor injuries. On Sunday, the Portage Fire Department rescued a woman that was clinging to a branch in the Wisconsin River after her kayak capsized due to dangerously high water levels. The department's fire rescue team was sent to the Wisconsin River near the Highway 33 bridge for reports of a kayak that had capsized. Fire personnel responded to the woman's location and to the closest boat landing to deploy their rescue boat. The woman was able to climb onto a branch until rescuers reached her. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 81. More rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. There could be some heavy rain, too, with an inch or more possible. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
99.7.
It's 8:07 right now. Temperature just keeps climbing this morning. We're working our way to that high of 84 with lots of sunshine. Good. Let's dry things out just a little bit before more rain comes. Pretty much the story of the summer, right? Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm Maddie Jones. It's Tom Cochran now. Life is a Highway on Max FM.
Looks like a road that you travel when there's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today.
Life is a highway, I won't ride it all night long.
You then, this is the road and these are the hills. From Moses
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 11 minutes after 8 now. And Finn, you know, we're at that point of the summer, especially with 4th of July being tomorrow, where there's going to be a whole lot of grilling happening. And hopefully everybody's preparing their grills and getting all of the good stuff for them ready to go. But if you could put one condiment on your hot dog tomorrow, which one would it be? Would it be ketchup? Would it be mustard? Or something weird that's something else that's not ketchup or mustard? I don't, other than relish, I don't know what else you put on a hot dog. Now, I feel like those are the staples, right? Ketchup, mustard, maybe some onion, maybe some relish. Yeah. I feel like that's the way to go with a hot dog.
I still feel like ketchup is overrated, but sure, that's just me.
Too much ketchup, you know? Kids love ketchup, though. They love to smother everything in ketchup.
Yeah.
Now, a poll went even deeper into this conversation and looked at the most popular hot dog toppings. And different states have different answers. The number one overall, though, is mustard. Mustard is what we much prefer on a hot dog. Now, 73% of us like mustard on our hot dogs. Ketchup is next at 62%. Boy, this is hard-hitting news here this morning on Max FM. Then there's onions, relish, and then chili at least got 50% of the vote when you combine them all together. Mustard was the top condiment in 14 states. Ketchup was number one in 12 states. Relish in 10 states. Onions in 8 and chili in 6. Now, here are a few other quick statistics. People said that the perfect hot dog would have some combination of those 5 toppings. It should also be grilled and come on a white bun, not on a wheat bun. Totally agree with that. For some reason, the starchiness of a white bun, it's just better. Yeah, it's just better with a hot dog. The top sides with a hot dog are French fries, potato salad, and potato chips. Obviously, potato group, that is a big one when it comes to a hot dog. Now, again, though, I'm going to reiterate, if you're having potato salad at your 4th of July barbecue, just be careful with that one in the sun. Just a little careful with potato salad. Baked beans and macaroni and cheese also round out the top 5. Well, I say, how about a little bit of both? I mean, you can have some baked beans on the side. Yeah. You can have some mac and cheese over there, maybe some French fries. I feel like those are all perfectly acceptable things to have at your 4th of July barbecue or any barbecue that you're having this summer. 91% of us like hot dogs and eat an average of about 2 a month. Around 40%, though, say that they eat more than that this time of year. Well, of course, because grilling is so easy, and grilling hot dogs is probably one of the easiest things you're ever going to do, right? I mean, it's super simple. You can make up quick lunches with a hot dog on the weekend, quick dinners, all of that. In fact, we always, at this time of year, have packages of hot dogs and pre-cooked brats in the freezer, because if I know it's going to be a really busy, chaotic day, I know that I can at least throw them on the George Foreman inside, or I can we can throw them on a grill outside. And, you know, you always have buns in the freezer, all of that kind of stuff. Those are just kind of the staples I keep around this time of year. 91% also think hot dogs are an American staple food. Duh. Hello. We just talked about that. And only 33% think hot dogs are sandwiches. 67% of people say they are not. So we're going back to the old, you know, is a hot dog a sandwich debate in this particular poll. Because this is a long time, long standing argument that people have had, right? Between is a hot dog a sandwich? Is it just a hot dog? What is it? Maybe it should just be a hot dog. Why do we have to give it a name?
It's not a sandwich. Come on.
Why do we have to give it a name? Now, what I love about this is last year, the same poll asking about whether or not a hot dog was a sandwich or not was taken. 41% of people at the time thought it was a sandwich. So we've lost some ground this year going into the age-old argument. Mm-hmm. Again, though, I just don't understand why we have to put a name on it. How about it's just delicious, it's just a hot dog, and we like it for what it is? I mean, do we have to put a label on it? I don't think so. We like to label things in this country.
And guess
I don't
we'd have like to ask Joey Chestnut about this.
This is true. Well, he doesn't even have... I mean, he's not even associated with the hot dog eating contest this year. They don't want anything to do with the poor guy. That's all right. He's going to make bank when he has that matchup on Netflix. It's going to be a whole special. He'll be fine in this world. Don't you worry about Joey Chestnut. Now, here's an interesting thing, though, that came out, too, when it comes to ketchup on a hot dog. You know, as we're talking, mustard, the number one priority for a lot of people is tomorrow when they're getting those hot dogs ready to go for their barbecue. But if you put hot dogs on your ketchup, the president of the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council wants a word with you, because this is a real thing, and he's a real guy. His name is Eric Mittenthal, and in an interview that he just did just a few days ago, he actually said that no one over the age of 18 should be putting ketchup on a hot dog. He's laying the gauntlet down for us on our hot dog condiments here, Finn. He says, quote, if you can vote, it's time for your taste buds to vote for a hot dog without ketchup. He also went on to say that the sweetness is just not the ideal match and suggested mustard, onions, and sauerkraut instead. Sauerkraut doesn't even make this particular poll. But here in, you know, Wisconsin, we like our brats and our Polish sausages with some kraut. So maybe it's a cultural thing, or like a different parts of the country thing. I don't know a lot of people who love sauerkraut, but it is.
It's polarizing. It's one of those polarizing things. But I totally agree with this guy. I don't think ketchup should go on a hot dog. But like you said, kids love ketchup.
Right. And
did I say ketchup? I don't remember what I said.
Yes, ketchup. But, yes, kids love ketchup. Yes,
yeah, kids absolutely love ketchup, and so there you go. But and like with a chili dog, which they're great.
Oh, they're
right?
Delicious. Mm-hmm.
But you can't really put anything else on a chili dog other than the chili and maybe onions.
See, we do. We put a little ketchup on mustard it. Dexter loves to slather on the mustard with his chili and then put onions on top. Now, this 4th of July, as I said yesterday, I'm going to be making a chili cheese dog. So just the chili, and then I'll make like my own little cheese sauce, which is super simple to make. And that's what we'll be having on the 4th of July. Well, Corey and Dexter will. I'll be having like a grilled chicken sausage or something like that with some wonderful sides. But
sure.
I feel like it's kind of whatever you want to do. Again, I don't know why we have to label all of this stuff. We like labels in this country, and I don't know why we have to do that. Like, just eat what you want. I mean, sometimes we're going to agree with it. Sometimes it's going to look disgusting to us. But if the person eating it really, truly enjoys it, then let them enjoy, right? I mean, we get very few things in this life that we truly love. And so when it comes to our hot dogs or just grilling in general, if you want to slather ketchup on your steak, I'm going to judge you for it.
Yeah.
But it's up to you. That is totally up to you. I'm not the one eating it. So there is that. Now, this guy, obviously, this Eric Mittenthal, he knows a few things about hot dogs and sausages, considering he's the president of the council, like the nationwide council. And this isn't the first time he's actually taken a stance on this no ketchup on a hot dog thing. In fact, about 3 years ago, he said any hot dog is delicious except for hot dogs with ketchup. Now, obviously, there's going to be some people who disagree because there's some people who do actually prefer ketchup over mustard on a hot dog. But again, you do.
To each their own.
We're not going to judge too harshly. I mean, again, I'm going to judge you a little bit if you have your steak cooked well done and then pull out the bottle of ketchup. I'm going to judge you a little bit, but I'm not going to go as far as telling you you can't eat it. Because if that's what you like, then you should definitely eat it, even though the rest of us find all sorts of things wrong with that.
Well, and some people don't like Chicago-style hot dogs.
This is true.
I don't understand it, but hey, to each their own.
Exactly, exactly. Now, Angie just weighed in, and she says, ketchup-free hot dog for her. Ketchup has no place anywhere near a hot dog. So she's going to lay the gauntlet down on that as well. Now, of course, you can disagree with that. You can text in your opinion this morning, 355-9970. The text line's always open, and we are happy to hear what you have to say about the age-old ketchup versus mustard debate on a hot dog. And, I mean, you might even have a harsh opinion on whether or not a hot dog is considered a sandwich. We'll take those questions, those answers this morning as well. Again, hot button topics here before your 4th of July
changing
barbecue.
The world here with this topic. And see, I'm good with relish sometimes, but you don't care for relish, right?
It depends. Like I said, it depends on the hot dog. Like, it's not going to be my go-to because I feel like we talked about the different types of hot dogs that you can have, right? Like, we talked about Chicago style yesterday. There's a new hot dogs that are a little bit spicier, that kind of thing. So it kind of depends on what I'm in the mood for and what I'm going for. Relish is not my go-to. But here's the thing. I am also not a pickle on a burger person. I don't want pickles on my burger. And so to me, it's kind of in the same vein when you go with the relish. Now, I don't really like surprises on my burger. And sometimes you'll get into the middle of your burger and then you're like, oh, wait, there's a pickle. And then they're really hard to pull off because they come off in a big wad. They slide off. You're bringing condiments with. It just gets ugly and messy. Let's be honest, right? It's ugly and messy, or maybe just the way I do it, but it gets ugly and messy for me. So I kind of feel the same way about relish. Like, I don't need a sweet surprise, a sweeter surprise in the middle of my hot dog. Like, I'm cool with just this more savory flavor of a hot dog. So, but sometimes I'm in the mood for a little relish and I'll plop a little on there, but it's pretty rare that I'll find the relish. Now, I do like a little kraut once in a while, maybe not so much in my hot dog, but on my brat. For sure. That's delicious every now and then. And I don't slather on the sauerkraut. You know, it's not like I'm going to a German fest somewhere. I don't need a pound of kraut to go with my pound, my pound brat. I just want like a little sprinkle, little different flavor. Yeah. That's all I really want.
Yeah. I think I feel the way about sauerkraut the way you feel about seafood. It's a hard pass for me.
I get it. Like, if we're doing a kraut day, because all of a sudden Corey sometimes will get a hankering, and yes, I just said hankering because I'm 100, for a little sauerkraut on a brat, especially if we're doing like the beer-soaked brats, you know, where you go and you get those freshly cut brats from a place like the meat market. You bring them home, you do a beer boil on them before you throw them on the grill. If we're going that route and we're doing a beer boiled brat, then I am definitely going to add some kraut. But I get the little teeny tiny cans, you know, like those cans that are only a couple ounces.
Just a sampling. Yeah.
Yes, because I know that there's no way we're going to eat that much kraut. And why would I waste that much food by just throwing it half of it away,
right,
or over half of it? So I just do the little like 2 ounce can of kraut when we go that route. So, but again, I mean, if you're not hungry right now, I don't know what else is going to make you hungry on this 4th of July weekend. We just covered all the bases when it comes to sausages, hot dogs, and brats. I mean, we covered it all, Finn. Everything from the Chicago style to the beer boiled here this morning.
Yeah. Pretty much all week long, we've been talking about hot dogs and grilling, haven't we?
Getting ready for the fourth. I feel like that's how you celebrate the 4th. I just said it to Ben. We love good food. We love adult beverages. And we love to blow things up for the 4th of July. Nothing says happy birthday, America, like that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure that's what the founding fathers had in mind.
That's
but
not
hey,
what they
it's
had
2024.
In mind, yeah, right? Yeah. I'd love to hear people's suggestions about the odd things that they put on their burgers or hot dogs, you know?
Right.
I mean, as much as mayo gets poo-pooed on, I would much rather go with mayo sometimes than I would with ketchup.
Yeah.
And it's not that I despise ketchup. Ketchup's fine, but...
It's a basic. It's a base. It's a like a base starter, right? Like, I feel like ketchup is one of those things. It's a base starter. Like, you can go above and beyond, you know, because there's different things you can do with ketchup. There's different varieties that you can have. So I feel like if you start with it feels and I'm not saying this to because I love ketchup. I have two bottles in my refrigerator right now for certain things. But I feel like it's a little lazy of us. But I feel like that about ranch dressing as well, right? Because I feel like ranch is the same thing. It's like a starter point. And there's many places that we could go from our basic ranch and our basic ketchup. But, you know, heck, we're going to just go with the basics because that's what we do and that's what people know and love. So we stick with what we know. But
and don't you feel like those two, they completely control the taste of whatever it is you're eating?
They overtake
like if you have
everything.
A whole bunch of ketchup, it just tastes like ketchup. And if you have a whole bunch of ranch, it just tastes like ranch.
That's why I will always ask for my salad dressing on the side and my burger condiments on the side at a restaurant, because you never know. Somebody in the kitchen gets a little like ketchup happy or mustard happy, and then all of a sudden that's all you taste, and that's not fun. Like, and not everybody has that palate, right? So you need to mix it up a little bit, and I always ask for stuff on the side. Always. I'm that person. I'm that annoying person. And then I always ask if I, like, say we're doing McDonald's even, right? Because there's a gourmet burger for you. I am going to probably ask for it plain, and then I'm probably going to get packets that I have stored away in my cubbyhole of my car and put my own condiments on, because it's just I don't want it oozing out the bottom. I don't want things oozing from my food. That's not good.
Yeah, I need a bib when I have a burger because I put so many condiments on it. But it can go either way, right?
It can.
You ask for the works, sometimes they won't put enough mustard on it. Sometimes they'll put too many onions on it. Sometimes there's not. I mean, I know you don't like pickles, but sometimes there's either too many or too little. And it's nice to be in control of those things.
You got to take matters into your own hands and just build your own burger. That's why we do these things, right? This is why we ask for things on the side, or we just build our own because of these reasons specifically. Because let's face it, a burger can ruin, a bad burger can ruin a whole night. It really truly can.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds stupid, but it can. It truly can. Because then you're disappointed because you expected the best, right? And then a bad burger just is like, oh, well, that sucked, you know, kind of thing, especially when that's what you're tasting and that's what you got your heart set on. It can ruin an evening. It really, truly can.
And there's so many variables. Like, my wife about 2 weeks ago made awesome burgers. They were incredible. And then like a few days later, we had burgers from out somewhere, takeout burgers, and they were super dry. So it's like, okay, well, we paid for this, and your burgers, quite frankly, were better.
I know. That's always disappointing. I love a good California burger with the lettuce and the tomato, onion.
Yeah.
And for me, it's got to be purple onion because I love purple onion. It doesn't feel as intrusive on my burger as like sometimes an overly zealous white or yellow onion. So I like a little purple onion. Again, I'm a little specific. So
there's nothing wrong with that.
That's why I like to build them at home for this reason, for this purpose exactly. Now, if everybody's not completely bored out of their mind, why we're talking
I'm hungry now. I don't know about anybody else, but
yes, absolutely. I know. Because now all this talk of barbecuing and grilling, and let's face it, the forecast for today looks a lot better than potentially the forecast for later tomorrow night. So let's talk about that here for just a moment. Today it's going to be beautiful, Finn. Mostly sunny with a high near 84. A little humid out there just because of all the moisture we got yesterday. 64 tonight. Then tomorrow we're going to start out, you know, favorably. It's not going to be bad. We're going to see some sun in the morning, some scattered thunderstorms possible by the afternoon. But then tomorrow night is really what we want to focus on, simply because we have the potential for a lot more rain tomorrow night into Friday. We're talking heavy rain with a couple of inches possible in some areas. Of course, we don't need more moisture. And of course, we also want to get off all of these great fireworks displays that are going to be taking place around the area. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely keeping an eye on things. Don't forget the Baraboom's festivities. Ben Bromley and I mentioned that just a few minutes ago. If you caught Weekends Are Best, that's going to be in its new location this year at the UW-Platteville-Baraboo Sauk County campus. And they're going to have a whole lot of fun, family fun stuff happening over there. The gates will open at 5 o'clock, and then it all ends with that beautiful Festival Foods fireworks display. And if you've never caught that Festival Foods fireworks display, I'm telling you, you're missing out, because it's always spectacular. And of course, if you have, you know exactly what we're talking about. So we'd love to have you over there to join us for Baraboo's tomorrow night.
Yeah, people from Sauk City and Prairie du Sac, come on up. Yes. Since yours are kind of postponed for the weekend. Yes. Come on up and join us.
If you haven't heard, the fire on the river has been postponed because they like to shoot their fireworks in Sauk Prairie off from a certain point of the river. Well, if you've seen the river, you know that it's a little high right now, and they couldn't come up with a safe plan and a safe way to get people out there to actually shoot off the fireworks display this weekend. So they have postponed that for now. So we'd love to have you in Baraboo. We're going to be here, and if Mother Nature cooperates, we're going to be shooting off our fireworks. And I know this year Laval didn't do their huge fireworks display either,
right?
For whatever reason that was. I've seen varying reasons on social media. We'll just leave it at they didn't shoot off their fireworks, because I don't want to speculate on anybody else. But you know, we'd love to have you around if you're available, because we've got more than plenty of room on the campus grounds over there at UW. Right now it is 66.
Looking for a great deal when going out to eat? Hey, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and we got some great deals going on all week at our ranch. Mondays and Wednesdays are senior days, where seniors get an extra dollar off the senior price on the buffet. Tuesday is kids day, where kids 10 and under eat for free. And also Wednesdays is double points day at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. Thursdays, we got to buy one large pizza, get the second one free. Give us a call at 768-5555.
Watch the Baraboo fireworks from the best view in town, the Boo U campus. Friends of the campus is throwing a party in the campus cafe and balcony. Join them for fireworks with friends July 4th starting at 6 p.m. Enjoy food and beverages along with music by Boo U alumni Shondell Marks. And you can support the campus with scholarships for area students. Tickets are available online at friendsofthecampus.org. Have a happy Independence Day.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's 8:33 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Halfway through another work week, or depending on whether or not this is your last day for the 4th of July holiday, maybe it's already your weekend. Don't you worry. The rest of us get you covered on Friday until everybody else gets back to work next week. It's Yes Now, owner of A Lonely Heart on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:37 right now. And don't forget, you know, with all the talk about 4th of July and everything going on this weekend, we also cannot forget that next week is the start to the Sauk County Fair. The 170th anniversary, by the way. Of course, now Monday and Tuesday, the grounds are going to be open for 4-H exhibitors. And then on Tuesday night, they've got a couple of 4-H shows, like your cat show and things like that. But then Wednesday is when things really kick off over at the fair. And we're talking a whole lot of animals. They're going to have truck and tractor pulls, ATV racing, a whole lot of music over on the grounds, free. And, of course, that big grandstand show with Randy Houser, the carnival, the food. It is going to be a great time at the Sauk County Fair. Now, if you're looking for tickets for any of the grandstand shows, you can get those right now just by going to saukcountyfair.com. Also over on the website, they have an entire calendar of events, of things that are going to be happening and at what time every single day at the Sauk County Fair. So if you're interested, you need to go check it out so you know exactly when carnivals open and when you can get wristbands and when they're doing what over at the fairgrounds. And of course, we're going to be there throughout the entire event, broadcasting live as well. Just look for us in the circus wagon right off the corner of Midway. It's always a good time at the Sauk County Fair. Again, saukcountyfair.com for tickets or to get more information and see an entire daily list of events that are going to be happening, because of course it's your Sauk County Fair. Always a good time. Cannot wait. Love the fair. We're going to be the sweatiest people in all of Sauk County at the radio station, but that's okay. We don't care, because we're going to have a corn dog in hand and you're going to be coming up and talking to us, and we might even have some cool stuff to give away. We've got a detailed look at your forecast coming up in just a moment. Nice today. More rain coming our way tomorrow night and into Friday. Sean Cable's got the details on that in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Blast off. As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Don't miss out on the opportunity to join one of the recreational or competitive leagues for a more immersive experience at Asgard Axe and Tap. They welcome both adults and children ages 10 and up, making a fantastic option for family outings or adult gatherings alike. To reserve your lane and embark on a Viking adventure that promises a selection of 24 craft beers, great restaurant, and unlimited arcade, call 608-432-3505 today. Unleash your inner Viking. Your adventure awaits at Asgard Axe and Tap.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with Major League Baseball, where the Milwaukee Brewers knocked off the Colorado Rockies 4-3 in Game 2 of their four-game series at Coors Field last night. The Brewers having to do it, rallying from a rundown in the top of the ninth inning, where Willie Adames would hit a sacrifice fly, and then Rhys Hoskins would get hit by a pitch with the bases loaded to score what would be the game-winning run. The Brewers and Rockies play Game 3 of the four-game set tonight, 7:40 first pitch. Colin Ray gets the start against Dakota Hudson. On to Minor League Baseball in the Midwest League, Beloit knocks off Wisconsin last night, 7-3. The Skycarp entertained the Timber Rattlers again tonight. In the American Association, Milwaukee falls at Gary by the final count of 5-1. Lake County was shut out by Cleburne by the final of 3-0. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning. Scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 81. More rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. There could be some heavy rain, too, with an inch or more possible. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
99.7.
It's 8:42 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday. We hope you are having a great start to your day, whether you're at work listening, whether you're at home, working at home. Maybe you're just taking a day off and hanging out. Maybe you're listening online or even in the car today. We're always glad that you're here. It's Melissa Etheridge now, one of my favorites. I'm the only one on Max FM. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. I love Melissa Etheridge. I think she's got an amazing voice. She's one of my absolute favorites. Now, Finn, you know, we've talked a lot about grilling over the 4th of July holiday, but if you're still trying to find your 4th of July playlist, the one that's perfect for, you know, your barbecue, we're going to talk about this before we get to calendar days because, you know, like we always talk about, before a major holiday, not a lot on the list to celebrate today. But here are some suggestions. That goes really for America, music based on America that, you know, you can play at your celebration tomorrow. You've got at number 10, American Kids by Kenny Chesney, if you want to go, you know, a little country for a moment. You've got American Pie. Apparently, that's a new version by Shay Diamond. I have no idea what that song is. Maybe just the Don McLean version. I mean, I know it's long, but, you know, you're going to be having fun anyway. It's not like you're listening to it that intently. Living in America, that's a good one. That comes in at number 8 by James Brown. Surfing USA by the Beach Boys comes in at number 7, another good one to put onto your playlist for the 4th of July. America by Simon and Garfunkel comes in at number 6 on the list. American Boy by Estelle featuring Kanye West comes in at number 5. Okay. Kanye's not even in America. He's in Russia right now. So there is that. Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus at number 4. Oh, put your hands up. Corey Hartman's one of his favorite songs, by the way. He really does love Party in the USA. It's kind of disturbing for a 46-year-old man. This is America, number 3 by Childish Gambino. God Bless America comes in at number 2 on the list. This is the version by Kate Smith. And then the number 1 song on the list is Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen. Now, I don't see Neil Diamond on this list. Didn't he
they
have a
come
song?
To America.
It's a great song. Yeah. How about R-O-C-K in the USA by John Mellencamp? Where are those on this list? There are other things that we could put on there, but I get it. You go with the top 10. I'm sure there's probably more.
If no offense to the lovely Kate Smith, okay? But do you remember a time when radio stations would sign on with that? With yes. that song?
Yes.
That was like the first thing way back in caveman days when right. stations used to go off the air at night and then power back up in the morning. And that yep. was the first thing they would play was God Bless America yes. by Kate Smith.
Yes. It got to you after a while. No, I get it. It's like one of those other things that you do in life that you're like, all right, here we go again. So this was a list done by Billboard, by the way, and I'm over on Billboard's actual chart. They have 35 songs that they listed out for us. Joey Scarberry, here's some other ones. Theme from The Greatest American Hero is at number 33. There you go. R-O-C-K in the USA comes in at number 32, which seems kind of low. Let's see what else. Supertramp, Breakfast in America is on this list. You got more country, Taylor Swift, Miss Americana, and the Heartbreak Prince. Wow, okay. Green Day, American Idiot is also on this list. You have Lana Del Rey on it. Eminem is on it. Lenny Kravitz, his version of American Woman. I say that one and the Guess Who version, both. You can't go wrong with either of those. American Girl by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Here's one. This is one at number 18 that nobody would ever guess in a bazillion years. Rita Moreno, George Chakaris, and Sharks and Girls doing their rendition of America. Yep, there you go. This is real stuff, right. People. Carrie Underwood, All American Girl, is also on this list. Kids in America by Kim Wilde, American Teenager by Ethel Kane, and then Grand Funk Railroad's We're an American Band. Those are the songs leading up to the top 10, or at least some of them, not all of them. But some good stuff to choose from, right?
Yeah.
We had some good stuff in there. It's still no Neil Diamond, even in the top 35, though. What the heck? I know it's kind of a corny song, but it's not a bad one for 4th of July.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong.
Any other time?
Yeah, isn't that the big finale of the jazz singer? Is him doing that song?
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what that is. So that one's a little intriguing to me. But anyway, you can check it out. Columbia Daily Tribune, if you want to go that route, a newspaper. They also put out their list too, which has really things that I had no idea existed as far as music goes. So it's a little bit more obscure. Like you've got So American by Olivia Rodrigo on it, American Baby by the Dave Matthews Band. Anytime you have Violent Femmes on a list, you know you've hit like something a little bit more obscure with American music. Bleed American, Jimmy Eat World, American Girls by Counting Crows, some of the songs that they list that say that could be added to your 4th of July playlist. So the point is you have some options to get the speakers up, get the music pumping, grill the perfect hot dog, sans the ketchup, because we all know how that discussion went earlier. So no ketchup on the hot dog, and have a fantastic day barbecuing and grilling with family and friends. Now, let's talk about our calendar days, because, well, I had to waste a couple of minutes there with some music. So here's what we have for today. Today is Plastic Bag Free Day. This is the day to say goodbye to the plastic bags. If you go somewhere where they actually bag your groceries for you and they ask paper or plastic, you should probably choose the paper, and or maybe bring in your own shopping bags, but try to do away with the plastic bags. Or if you're going to use the plastic bags, do the Midwestern Wisconsin thing where you keep a bag in a bag for quite a while underneath the kitchen sink, and then take that to the actual recycle bins that they have at a lot of stores. I know Festival Foods has a bin for recycling bags. So does Walmart, too.
Yeah.
Today is also Stay Out of the Sun Day. Well, you don't necessarily need to stay out of the sun, but don't be in the sun without your sunscreen. And for goodness sakes, don't do what I talked about earlier, which is that new TikTok thing where you slather yourself in beer so that you get a better tan, because you got to protect yourself from those UV rays, right? They get a little warm, and we all know that they're not great for the skin. Today is also National Independent Beer Run Day. Now, this one seems a little oddly specific, but it celebrates another kind of independence, which is the independent craft beers that we are starting to see more and more of pop up in places. All those microbreweries, all those distilleries, all of that, the people who are not associated with the big labels, that's what we celebrate today on National Independent Beer Run Day. Now, we have some good food ones on this list as well. Okay, so today is we'll save the best one for last. It's National Eat Your Beans Day today. Now, I say you got to be a little careful with that one. It depends on what kind of beans you're talking and if you're going to be in secluded areas, because we all know that, you know, not all beans sit well with the tummy and all of that kind of stuff. So be careful with that one. But it's also National Fried Clam Day today, Finn. No, probably not. Not doing that one.
No.
But I would do this one. It's, again, weirdly specific, but it sounds delicious. National Chocolate Wafer Day is today. I mean, I remember the chocolate wafers that I used to get when I was a kid. Do you remember those packages that you could buy? They had to be so bad for you because of the food dye, but you got like a vanilla one, which was bright yellow. You got a pink one in there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then the chocolate ones as well. I don't care how awful those were for you. Those were amazing. Those were amazing. And those are the wafer cookies that I remember as a kid. Why? I'm sure I've had better wafer cookies in my life. I don't care. I'm going for those specifically. Those were awesome.
You're not picky when it comes to those, are you?
It's chocolate. You know I'm not picky on any of it, honestly, unless it's like a chocolate-covered grasshopper. Then we're probably not going that route. But those were so good. Can I still buy those in the stores, I wonder?
I think you can. Yeah.
I'm sure they don't sell. Down. They're probably right up there on the shelf with Corey Hartman's Lorna Doones.
Next to the Fig Newtons, probably.
Yeah, and maybe. Lorna Doones that nobody else is buying. The dusty, you got to blow them off when you put them in the cart kind of thing. But it's fine. I know what I like from as a kid. Those were so delicious. Absolutely delicious. Now, we got to take a look at this forecast right now. Sunshine today with a high near 84. It's going to be a little on the warm and humid side. 64 tonight. Then tomorrow is when we actually have a chance for some more rain. Now, we're going to start out pretty sunny in the morning. By the afternoon, we have a chance for some thunderstorms with a high near 81. Then tomorrow night is when we could see more rain, and that could actually continue into Friday. And unfortunately, we don't need it, but we could see more heavy rain. Maybe an inch or two in some areas is actually what we could see with this particular system coming through. We could do without more rain. Like, you know, I don't want to keep saying that, but like, let's dry out a little bit, right? The farmers need a reprieve. The fields need a reprieve. Last night, Dexter and I were driving home and there was a bean field that looked like it was a swimming hole now because there was just so much water. So we could definitely use a little drying out so things can actually grow a little bit.
Bounce back.
Oh man, it's been brutal. So hopefully though, it's, you know, it plays nice. Mother Nature plays nice with us tomorrow night and lets us get our 4th of July festivities in as well. Of course, we've talked a lot about the Baraboo's festivities over at the UW-Platteville Baraboo Sauk County campus. New place for them this year. They're keeping a close eye on the weather as well. Any updates, we'll pass them along here on Max FM. And then, of course, they'll also have those over on their Facebook page if you're a social media user as well. Right now, it is 67. It's time for your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids' Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming air events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Sunday in Portage, it's the flea market at the Portage Grandstands in the outside arena area. This event will be held the first Sunday of every month all the way through October. Rain or shine, come shop or come sell. The event takes place 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Veterans Memorial Field there in Portage. And as always, every Wednesday and Saturday, it's the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market. Local growers, producers, and farmers will have fruits, vegetables, flowers, and so much more on Oak Street. This event, again, is every Wednesday and Saturday, 8 a.m. until 12:30. Give Baraboo Farmers Market a like on Facebook to see who will be in attendance the next day.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown? How would you like to find out the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or would you like to experience an exciting ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo tour today.